G'day, Emma. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm going really well. I was reading that kind of slowly because a large-scale knitted tapestry drawing is going to fire off the neurons in many minds, because when it comes to knitted work, it's yours that we think of, isn't it?
Maybe sometimes, or your grandma's.
Yeah. Do you have a Husqvarna? Like, is that what we call those knitting machines?
I've got a really old Singer knitting machine. So it's from the 1960s. So a real, real old lady.
Yeah, I think we actually went by the brand name maybe in the 70s. Maybe it was the souped-up supermodel of that that art. How did you fall into it? What's the story behind why you are making massive, beautiful, amazing work?
So for me, I've always been really interested in painting, but I didn't kind of get as much out of the technical process of making a painting as I would like to. Mm-hmm. But I've also really always loved textiles. So a couple of years ago, I found a knitting machine, which essentially enabled me to make images a lot faster than I normally would be able to by hand. And also it means that you can be more ambitious with what you knit because you can do things a lot quicker. So it enabled me to, like, a couple of years ago I knitted a 21 meter long scarf.
Sorry, Emma, go back. How long?
21 meters. So it documented the Perth, the history of Perth from the 1980s to the year 2000. So all of the boom bust kind of shenanigans of Bob Hawke era politics in WA.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So I think I really like playing with scale, and also like thinking about textiles as a digital process. So if you think about an image broken down into stitches or pixels, you can start to think about how you might represent ideas or images in a different way through a textile process. So
we've gone from this 21-metre Perth history, and there's a bachelor's handbag in there somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Can you please explain that? I don't even know if that's a phrase I should use, but that's how I have known it to be.
Oh, yeah, exactly, and that's what it became known to be. Last year, as part of an exhibition I was working on at Gullagatta, I was making this work called Luxury Handbag, essentially. So it's modelled off the quintessential Coles roast chook that many of us maybe pick up before the end of the week. And I was thinking about what luxury means to different people. And mm-hmm. So for me, growing up in a working class family, both of my parents worked low income jobs. And that for us was a luxury.
Yep.
A special treat. So I wanted to kind of create my own version of a like luxury, time consuming, quite beautiful bag. But the iconography emblazoned on it was of a roast chook. Like seeded with thousands of seed beads. Yep.
I'm chatting with Emma Buswell about things that she's done in the past because they just amuse me so much. I love your work, Emma, but there's new work and you've moved into classic literature. What's going on?
Well, I think I've always been really obsessed with classic literature, and particularly a couple of years ago during the pandemic, I came across this really amazing podcast, which was a feminist rereading of a lot of those old Greek myths.
Mm-hmm.
And it struck me that, particularly for women, we've kind of been experiencing a lot of those same battles across thousands of years. And as much as we have progressed, we're still kind of plagued with a lot of the same concerns. So the story about Penelope is a woman whose husband left her to go to a war and then he never appeared back again. And so to retain her power, the only way that she could kind of fend off a series of suitors that were after her throne was by creating this tapestry. So she deceased them essentially by weaving this tapestry, and she said at the end of that weaving process that she'd choose one of them to be the new king of Ithaca. So to put them off, she wove during the day and then unpicked all of her progress at night. So it just felt like quite a feminist action, but also like a problem that we're just plagued with constantly. It's this idea that you have to be in a relationship, or you have to be partnered to someone or something, and you might just want to be making artwork instead. So I kind of imagined for this work that Penelope is the artist, and then all of these really annoying, aggressive, unwanted suitors are the problems that particularly artists face in contemporary life. So some of them are emblazoned with images of the ATO or the Bank of Australia or other corporate kind of entities, and also just unwanted things that we have to do day to day, so day jobs, keeping up with paying your rent, like all of those things.
Or finding a phone that's ringing that really shouldn't be. I'm sorry, Emma.
No worries.
I was just reflecting there because I come from a big family, and many members of the family are artistic, and they do everything from textile to painting. But my kind of limit is unpicking things that have been embroidered on things, and I find that empowering and therapeutic. And I've just connected that with the battle that's been going on for a long time. Tell me why it's fuzzy logic, Emma.
So I was talking to a friend, and she had kind of said that she's always thought about this title, Fuzzy Logic, for a show that looks at textiles. A, because fuzzy things are quite often soft things and textile things, and logic as well. So fuzzy logic is a terminology used to describe a logic theory, which is basically instead of doing quantitative or qualitative research exclusively, it's attacking or looking at trying to find an outcome from multiple different angles. So I like to think of my practice in that way as well. So for this show, there's paper pulp works, there's stained glass, there's a painting come tapestry. So it's a way of kind of getting it or interrogating one subjectivity from multiple angles.
Tell us about the furniture made of paper pulp.
So there's a lamp, and then there's also some paper pulp paintings. So it's essentially like blending up office paper and then pulping it to make new images.
Great, I love that.
It's been a really fun process to learn that one, quite experimental for me. It's a new process, but I've been really enjoying it.
I'm assuming you need constant newness and stimulation in your creative process.
I definitely get more out of that, and I also like skills and learning how to make things constantly, so when I can incorporate that in my work, it's the best thing I can do for me.
Are you good with vehicles, and can I get you to change the tyre on my car?
I can't drive, so absolutely not.
Okay, good. I just wanted to check that you weren't overachieving in all aspects of life.
No.
So, Sweet Pea Gallery, you underway, Emma?
Pardon?
Are you underway already? Is Fuzzy Logic showing?
Yes, so it's on for another couple of weeks, and just on Pier Street in the city.
We love Sweet Pea Gallery, and we love chatting with you, Emma. I look forward to doing that again on Artbeat sometime.
No worries. Happy to.